Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan,
Greg,
we're on video again. So one, I'm sorry, but two, Tyler's not here, so it's even better.
I wasn't prepared for this.
I know you didn't say anything until right beforehand. So thankfully, I'm showered and my hair is flowing nicely right now. But
we literally just talked for like an hour almost before this.
Solid half hour, yeah.
So for all of those that are not aware, we do have a Discord, which I should probably put in this little thingy down here. But I'm going to put it up.
You pointed at a jockstrap, I'm pretty sure.
No, you're not seeing it. It's the overlay for YouTube and stuff. But I should put our Discord down there.
Oh, it's Darren Helm's locker, no less. Even better.
But we do have a Discord, and we were talking to our newest moderator on Discord about what we want to do. So we've been talking for a while now.
I could go to bed.
Yeah, I could too. It's 9:05 p.m. and I'm tired because I was up at like 4:30 this morning.
Kids, they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're wonderful, and everyone should totally have them. They're amazing.
More than one. It's fantastic.
For those that were not able to join our, what do they call them now? Spaces on Twitter.
The dumbest thing ever.
For those that were not able to join our space. Me and Ryan talked on my
Sounds brisk. Really weird.
We talked about the Olympics. The NHL is headed back to the Olympics. And on my walk home from lunch in the downtown Royal Oak area.
That was a little windy.
It was a little windy, so I had to switch to my speakerphone. But we had talked about the Olympics and what people from the Red Wings, what players may make it to their Olympic team. And it was an interesting discussion. And I think we want to carry it over to here because we were supposed to talk about it last week. And then completely forgot about it
We went down rabbit holes last week.
We got wrapped up in prospect tournament talk, which is an important thing because it's happening like in a week or so.
In 10 days plus 2 days.
Is that what it is now?
No, it's 11 days plus 2 days.
Ah, okay.
So you have to say it plus 2 days and add that to whatever you say now, right?
We are also.
That's the Tyler math.
We are also a month away from the start of the season. So that's the other thing. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics because there's literally nothing else happening. I mean, no more Jack Eichel news. That's exciting.
Had some good articles from Max that we touched on last week that are out there.
Yeah. Kotkaniemi is still part of the Carolina Hurricanes. That wasn't a fever dream.
Nope. That was real. Still real. Still funny.
The Red Wings have yet to offer sheet Elias Pettersson. So that hasn't happened yet. But he still doesn't have a contract, so that could happen.
You think that they're going to somehow go by their skivvies, they being the Canucks, and get both these guys to sign for some cheap-ass deal for 1 year as a bridge deal almost? Do you think that they can figure that one out?
Do I think they can figure it out?
Or pull it off, I should say.
Quinn Hughes, yes. Quinn Hughes doesn't really have a choice.
He's not ARB eligible, right?
Well, no, but he's also a 1002C, so he can't be offer sheeted.
That's what it was. That's the big one.
So Quinn Hughes, because of his weird ass contract, can't sign an offer sheet. So he basically is playing in Vancouver or he's going overseas somewhere to play, which isn't going to happen.
Yep.
Pettersson is the kind of weird one because he could sign an offer sheet. He could go overseas and play, and he knows he's worth the money because he has more than two seasons under his belt.
I'm surprised at how many people think that it would have to be the top tier offer sheet.
It wouldn't. I think you could get him in for $8 million, 7.8.
And that's perfect. But that also that really does screw Vancouver.
Absolutely. If you sign him to an $8.2 million offer sheet for 5 years, No, for 5 years, and you're only giving up a first, a second, and a third, because people automatically thought they were giving up 4 first-round picks. I'm like, no, you're not giving up 4 first-round picks.
No, that's it, by only if it's amount like 10.21 or some shit like that.
Yeah, it goes by amount of money and length of contract. And if you sign him to a 5-year, $8.1 million contract, you're only giving up a first, a second, and a third. And Pettersson is more than worth a first, a second, and a third, especially since you're not going to probably finish bottom five again. So your lottery odds are not going to be great. And we already know how our lottery odds are to begin with. They're bad.
I mean, hell, they could even go just south and do the first, one second, one third, and still put Vancouver in a shitty situation.
Absolutely.
But they could go at the exact AAV value of the tip top. Just the $8,221,463.99.
You have to do the 99 cents, like the Kotkaniemi $20 bonus.
Yeah,
you do the 99 cents.
If they did that, I mean, I know we've talked about this, but that is totally oh shit mode for Vancouver.
Yep.
Because they not only, I know we talked about this, they got to sign Quinn.
Yep.
But they've got to figure out then what to do with Brock Besser, because his contract's expiring. They've got another RFA expiring this coming season with Jack Rathbone. I'm not really sure if that's going to be a deal they have to worry about. But in terms of contracts coming off the books, there's only a couple and they're not much.
No, and they're not going to make up for it. If you, they're going to have, and then that's, but what sucks is you can offer Sheet Pettersson, and if they match it, then they'll just lowball Quinn Hughes, and he's basically hard pressed not to take it.
Basically, it's, but then you sour the relationship.
Sure. And then as soon as he's able to be a free agent, he's gone.
Or he's signing that tender right away.
Sure. I don't know. It hasn't happened. It's probably not going to happen. It would be too sweet. Yeah.
We can dream. There's still a chance. There's still a chance.
There's a chance, absolutely, but the chance is extremely minimal. But we are here to talk Olympics. Right. We're here to talk Olympics and who may make their Olympic roster.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it's a lot. I think there's a lot of relays that have the chance to make their Olympic team.
Yes.
Do we want to start off the top of Team USA with our captain?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk potential happiness there.
All right, I'm going to let you start. So everyone knows that it's Dylan Larkin, right? Dylan Larkin can make their team.
No, you should.
So Dylan Larkin, I think he's going to be the third line center.
I think that's your safest bet. And so what I'm using right now is The Athletic put together their projections for most of the rosters that are out there, obviously Team USA being one of them. And when you go to them, they've got Larkin potentially your 4C. And their lockup, they've got him between Jake Guentzel and Brian Rust, which you're not really hurting there. But center-wise, above him is Joe Pavelski, Jack Eichel, and Austin Matthews. And then he's got Johnny Gaudreau and Brock Nelson knocking on the door as their extras. So if you're looking at that as your center depth, I'm kind of surprised that Pavelski's at 3C just for age and where things are at. I think if you threw him on your 4C in this situation, you're perfect. And then you're good either way, but you get where I'm going at it. I think that's your best chance and your most likely, you're one of your safest picks for one of the top teams in the tournament.
Now, who do they have as the fourth line center?
Larkin.
As the fourth line center.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they have as the third line center?
Pavelski.
I'd put Larkin above Pavelski, but
I would flip-flop them.
Yeah, I think.
But even still, I don't even know. I don't think you're hurting either way. But like I said, Pavelski is older.
Yep.
But he can still play. He's proving that the last couple of years that he has not really slowed down too much other than foot speed. So I think you're safe with Larkin. If Larkin's on the roster, it's a win. If he's not the extra like we saw in the World Cup of Hockey a couple of years back, that's where it was a little like, what the heck's going on? Granted, he was 18, 19 at the time, yep. But yeah, I think that's one of your safest picks on Team USA for the Red Wings right there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there are any other American born centers, where there would be a situation where you could move Larkin to the wing. And I don't think there is, because if you could move Larkin up to a, a second line wing position.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a better bet. Do they have Clayton Keller on there?
No, he is not on there.
Okay. So I think if you had maybe a Clayton Keller to fill in,
mm-hmm.
then maybe you could move Larkin to a wing position and move him up a bit, and then you open him up for scoring and more offense. But I think third line center is probably going to be his sweet spot on the Olympic team. And I'm okay with it. You want your captain to make the team. And of course, right now he is one of the best US born players in the league. And that's maybe saying a lot. But a lot of the
I just like US the way that players are this projected team looks.
It's a tough team. I mean, you got a silver medal team there.
Canada's terrifying. We'll get to them in a minute, but this is definitely, I think, one of the better put together Team USA rosters. That the defense is a toss up, but I think that this could potentially be an upset team, meaning pushing for gold upset.
You mean but, that unless like Connor McDavid has to carry Team Canada, that
I don't think they're going to have to worry about just him carrying the team.
So I'm looking at the Hockey Writers projected team roster, mm-hmm. and they have a third line of Gensel, Larkin, Pacioretty, and their fourth mm-hmm. line is Tkachuk, Miller, Tkachuk.
Huh.
So your top line is Johnny Gaudreau, Austin Matthews, Patrick Kane, and your second line is Kyle Connor, Jack Eichel, Brock Besser.
They're kind of – so Kyle Connor is not on here. So looking at the Athletic, they're projected. Top line is Pacioretty, Matthews, Kane. Line two is Matt Tkachuk, Jack Eichel, Alex DeBrincat. Third line, JT Miller, Pavelski, Brady Tkachuk. Fourth line, Gensel, Larkin, Rust. And then Gaudreau and Nelson were their extras.
See, they don't even have Rust on their roster. And they've got DeBrincat and Jack Hughes as extras.
See, I like the Jack Hughes one over Rust.
But see, this is the thing. I could move Kyle Connor down. I could move Dylan Larkin to a second line wing and move Jack Hughes up into a center slot.
True.
So there are ways.
I think the more centers you have, the better in a tournament like this.
Absolutely. But I think that you could, there's ways where I think you could put Larkin into a winger role to open him up a little bit more. And it would be, I think it worked to your advantage.
Yeah.
Not saying that Larkin's not a good center, because he is, but I think
I think you've got a guy like Brian Rust on this roster to really fill kind of the multi-hat role.
Yeah.
And maybe Larkin's going to be taking up a big role in the PK in particular, along with Rust. I mean, all of these guys really can go either way, but I could see that it falling that way.
Yeah. What do you're looking at it. What do they have for Team Canada? How scary is it?
You want me to just go top bottom?
Sure.
Or do you want me to go bottom up for what they have?
Whatever floats your boat.
Let's build up to it. So their extras are Mark Scheifele and Sean Couturier.
Oh, those are the extras. Okay.
They're extras. Their fourth line, John Tavares, Ryan O'Reilly, Mitch Marner. Third line, Matt Barzal, Braden Point, Mark Stone. Second line, the line that I think everyone could collectively hate, Brad Marchand, Sidney Crosby, Patrice Bergeron. And then their top line is Jonathan Huberdeau, Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, it's terrifying. What's their defense?
All right, I'll just go top bottom. First line they have on here is Chychrun and Cale Makar. Makar? I don't think I've ever said it right.
Makar.
Second line is Shea Theodore and Alex Petrangelo. Third line is Adam Pellick and Aaron Ekblad. And then fourth line extras that they have on here listed for D is Morgan Riley and Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah, so that's an absolutely terrifying team.
With Carey Price, Marc-Andre Fleury, and Jordan Bennington as goalies.
Jesus Christ.
Again, these are just projections.
But that, I mean...
Holy shit.
as a projection, that's still crazy. I mean...
Well, you know what we need to do is put all these together. We need to get Jay Fresh's app out.
Yeah.
And build these
look at up. The war, make it a war roster,
make the war rosters here with all these guys.
That's scary. Just as a side for Team USA, Sports Illustrated does not even have Dylan Larkin making the Team USA.
What is that, Tony? Isn't he over there now? We need to talk to Tony.
No, okay. They have a top line of Matthew Tkachuk, Austin Matthews, Patrick Kane. Second line, Johnny Gaudreau, Jack Eichel, TJ Oshie. If we can put Oshie back in the Olympics again. Third line.
I don't mind Oshie being on there, to be honest with you.
Third line, James Van Riemsdyk, Paul Stastny, Cam Atkinson. Fourth line, Brady Tkachuk, Joe Pavelski, Alex Tuch, with extras JT Miller and Kyle Connor.
Yeah.
No Dylan Larkin, which does not make sense to me, but okay. I guess so.
Yeah.
But let's move on. We are going to move on to Team Czech Republic, which I think is where we get the most interesting with the Red Wings.
Right.
Because of the strength of Czech players, apparently, that crept up on us with the acquisition of Jacob Vrana. So for Team Czech Republic, I think you get Vrana, Zadina, and Hronek. And I don't think that's far-fetched because they're really good. So.
Is there a projection anywhere for them? Because they don't have one for them.
I haven't seen a Team Czech Republic projection. Not Sports Illustrated, not Athletic.
There's one for Denmark in the Hockey News.
Yeah, I saw a Denmark one, which was weird. So the hockey writers projected a Team Czech Republic.
Oh, I see one. Okay, here we go. In February.
So your top line, they have Jacob Vrana, Thomas Hertl, David Pasternak. Your second line of Dominik Kubalik, David Krejci, Filip Zadina. Third line, Andre Palat, Martin Necas, Jacob Voracek. Fourth line, Radek Faksa, Pavel Zacha, and Andre Kasha. With extras, Jan...
Wait, Janek. It's Kasha?
Yeah.
That was Case. Wow. No,
it's Kasha. With extras of Jan Jenik and Filip Chytil. And your defense of top pair, Michael Kempney and Filip Hronek, Libor Hajek, Radko Gudas, Jan Ruta, Radim Simic, Jakub Zboril, and Tomas Kundratek, with your goalie, Peter Mrazek, and Pavel Francouz, with your third goalie, David Rittich. So that's not a bad team either.
That's not bad at all.
That's actually a good team. You've got crazy scoring from Pasternak. If Zadina heats up this season, you've got Zadina scoring, you've got Vrana scoring, you got Hronek on your top pair, which probably isn't great in an Olympic setting. But their forward group is really good. Team Czech Republic would have a really good forward group.
Yeah, I don't think you can really I think it'd be hard to kind of count them out, unless you could say that their defense is probably like what's going to hurt them.
Yeah, your second pair has Radko Gudas on it. So.
Yeah, but that offense, man, if they're maintaining puck possession and the defense can just get them the forwards the puck, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, it's just the defense, and it's Peter Mrazek being good. Like Mrazek has to be consistent and good in order for that to work.
You're taking him back to Detroit at this point with that defense core in front of him.
Sure. I mean, even worse than his time there, probably. So, but that's a team that could score a lot of goals, but they could also let up a lot of goals. But I mean, it's probably a better team than Team Czech Republic had last time. So,
how did they finish last time?
I don't know.
No, I found the same one, and I was trying to look through Sports Illustrated as we were talking, but the only thing that it's IIHF.
Yep.
They don't have, it's just from the U18s, I think.
Got it. So that seems like that's probably the most, I can't see really many other. And again, I don't follow the entire
badass jersey.
I don't follow the entire Czech lineage in the NHL. But the names that are there look good to me. Mm-hmm. And that's three Red Wings that I had making it that are backed up. So I'll take it.
Yes.
Team Germany, Moritz Seider, hands down. SHL Defenseman of the Year. The only two German players I'm going to be able to give you are Moritz Seider and Leon Draisaitl, the most German people I know. And the one we mentioned, and I don't, because of the issues that Germany has had with him, is Thomas Greiss. People kept saying, well, Greiss will make it. And I don't think he will, because I don't think he'll be invited.
Yeah, there's a love hate. Actually, I should just probably say, I won't say love hate. There's disagreements behind the scenes that some has been made public, some is not. That it just makes it look like it'd be more likely that he would not be a part of the team.
Yeah, but I think Sider is a lock. I don't think they could do Olympic hockey at this point without Sider probably being your top pair defenseman.
But yeah, most likely.
So the Hockey Writers does have a German projection.
So they had a fourth place finish just back in June at the World Championship. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Hockey Writers has a top line of Dominique Cahoon, Leon Draisaitl, and Dominic Bach. Lucas Reichel, Tim Stützle, JJ Paterka, Tom Kunackle, blast from the past, Brooks Masek, Tobias Reeder, Nico Sturm, Marcel Nobles, Patrick Hagar, Matthias Placha, and Leo Foderl. I don't even know who that is. Defense of Corbinian Holzer, which is like the most Star Wars name ever. and Moritz Seider, Jonas Mueller, Leon Gawanki, Bjorn Krupp, Daryl Boyle, Moritz Mueller, and Kai Wissman with goalies Philip Grubauer. They have Thomas Greiss on there and Niklas Troedel. Grubauer will probably
be their starter.
Yeah. Draisaitl will score. Stützle is good. Paterka has shown he can be good. Lucas Reichel is a great prospect. Sider will be probably their best defenseman. Past that, not a ton going on. How old is Tom Kunackle right now?
He's got to be up there, right?
He's got to be older.
I'm still looking for Czech Republic. I've gone down the rabbit hole. He's only 29.
No way. I figured that Kunackle was like 35, but he...
Nope. He is 29 years old. He will be 30 in January.
Wow. So to back it up, Hockey News also has a top defensive pair of Yegor Alenov and Moritz Seider.
And well, there we go.
I don't know who Yegor Alenov is, and I'm guessing he's either a prospect or a DEL player. But yeah, they still have Moritz Seider on the top pair for Germany, and he has to be. Again, one defenseman of the year in the SHL as a 19-year-old, which is crazy.
He's played with the men's team. What, two of the last three seasons?
The world team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And he was, I believe, captain this past time. So I think that's you're going to have to get Sider in there, and that'll be great experience for him. I mean, he'll be playing in the NHL. He'll go over and play for his country, come back. This will be a really exciting first year for Sider.
I think that's what's going to be fantastic for a lot of the current wings, is we know how obviously young all these guys are that we're talking about, with the exception, I think Greiss is the only, 30-year-old that's been mentioned so far. But getting to go and play true top-tier hockey in the middle of a season that could potentially not be that great, huge.
Yeah.
Nice pick-me-up, good boost into the coming back into the second half of the season. So that's what makes me excited. And other than the fact that, you know, we finally get to see a potentially dangerous Team USA, but then you look at, of course, the Czech Republic, and then there's Canada.
I want to watch Team Germany. That's what I want to do. I just
want to watch all of them. There's nothing better than NHL players in an international competition like this.
Yep. So we are going to move on to, and it's not Team Russia. We said it wrong the first time.
Is it still not Team Russia?
The Olympic athletes from Russia.
My God, can they get over this stupid?
No, I can't because they cheated.
I know, so, but really, they know who the fuck they are. We know it's Russia.
Sure. They honestly shouldn't even be allowed to compete in the Olympics.
Yeah, just make it that. Then that's fine. Whatever.
But the Olympic athletes from Russia. Oh, so, my God. So Ryan had found Nemestikov's name. I don't think Nemestikov's on the roster. So do you have the Athletic pulled up?
Yep.
What's the Athletics Team Russia roster?
Russia it's kind of interesting how that one's going to go. So they have a top line. I shouldn't say interesting. It's balanced like. So top line, to no surprise, is Panarin, Malkin, Kucherov.
Yep.
Your second line, Ovi, Artem Anisimov. That one surprised me a little bit. And Alexander Radulov. Third line, Kaprizov, Vlad Domestikov.
Kaprizov.
Kirill Kaprizov.
Yeah.
And Pavel Buchnevich.
Yeah.
And then their fourth line, Andrei Svechnikov, Vladislav
Kamenov.
Yeah, those little letters. And Valery Nichushkin.
Okay.
And then their extras, this is where it gets interesting. The extras were Vlad Tarasenko and Vadim Shipachev. Yeah. See, why'd you have me read the hard names?
I just made you do Russia. So I'm going to compare it to the hockey writers' lines who they have. Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Malkin, Nikita Kucherov. Mm-hmm. Great top line. Second line, the other second line is Artemi Panarin, Vladislav Domestikov, Andrei Svechnikov. Third line of Tarasenko, Barbashev, and Kaprizov. Third line of Buchnevich, Grigorenko, and Kovalchuk. And then their extras are Radulov and Gusev.
Oh, I forgot about something. So there's a big name that was left out of here. Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Out of that one?
Because he's suspended from the IIHF competitions.
He is because of the cocaine, right?
Yeah, drug things.
Oh,
little booger sugar.
So I also found the Sports Illustrated Hockey News line, who more line up with what I thought. So their top line is Panarin, Malkin, Kucherov. Second line of Ovechkin, Shipachev.
Yeah, not so tough now, are you?
And Svechnikov.
Okay.
Third line of Kaprizov, Anisimov, Tarasenko. And fourth line of Gusev, Telegin, and Nichushkin. That is there with extras of Dadonov and Kovalchuk.
Ilya?
Yeah. Oh. So no Nemestikov.
No Vlad.
And I don't think Nemestikov would make the roster.
I would not be surprised if he didn't. I think he's got a chance, but he is really going to have to take a step forward this year in comparison to last season.
So what's interesting is their top defensive pairing is Pravlov and Slava Voynov. And Slava Voynov, who is not playing in...
No, who's the other guy?
Oh, Ivan Provorov.
Oh, that did not sound like you said Provorov. That's why I was like really confused.
So Voynov, they have on their top defensive pairing, who will never play again in the NHL.
Because is he even playing in the KHL right now?
What he did, I'm assuming he is. They have it here. Voynov's nation evidently forgave his transgressions when it included him on the 2018 gold medal squad.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what Sports Illustrated has for Team Canada. They have Voynov. Hockey Writers has Voynov as an extra for defensemen. So.
He's only 31, too. That's a disappointment.
I thought he was 32, but yeah.
He is playing with Dynamo.
Yeah, maybe don't punch your wife. So
yeah, he's got 5 points in 2 games.
That's insane. That don't do stupid stuff. Like, don't domestic abuse. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. It is dumb. Don't punch
it. It adds spouse. To me hating people, and that jumps you up to the top.
Spousal abuse will always get you.
Yeah.
So that's Team Russia. I do not believe. I'm sorry. The Olympic athletes from Russia. I do not believe that Nemestikov.
Is it the Olympic athletes from Russia or the Russian Olympic Committee?
They call
Athletic has on here the Russian Olympic Committee, ROC, which isn't that their usual name?
So Sports Illustrated says projecting the Olympic athletes from Russia. But when they come up in the Olympics, I believe it comes up as ROC because everyone's like, what's ROC? And they're like, it's Russia's way of competing without calling them Russia. It's Russia with a name change. They also can't display their flag and they can't play their anthem.
Okay, it's ROC for the Olympics because that's what it was for Tokyo.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the next two Olympics. Okay, I went back to find the article. So I found an AP posting. Russia can't use its name and flag at the next two. So I'm assuming that meant the spring and winter. And they can't
play their anthem either. So,
or wait,
it's interesting.
Hold on. So they're allowed to compete, obviously,
mm-hmm.
at the world champ. They're not banned for.
Yeah, they just can't play their anthem. They can't display their flag, and they can't call themselves Russia.
Yeah, so it's the flag and anthem at the next two Olympics, or. At any and also at any world championships for the next 2 years after the ruling back in December of 2020. So they've got still over a year before they can. So basically January of 2023.
Yeah. Yep.
Brutal.
It sucks. Well, I mean, it doesn't suck. They did it to
themselves. No, that's absolutely deserving, but because they're jerks.
So Ryan, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break for an ad read from DraftKings before we continue. So week one may be over, but the season's just getting started. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any week two game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests, so you can still play fantasy and win money. DraftKings is giving all new customers free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. See how good I am at this now?
You got that in one take. I'm so proud of you right now.
I only stumbled one time.
You did it, but you saved it. And then I was like, I'm going to talk. But then I was like, nah, I probably shouldn't talk.
No, you get a drink break. But now I'm going to make you talk so I can get a drink break. So you can talk about Team Sweden and how we have two dark horse candidates if the stars align. So I'm going to drink my beer. You can talk about the dark horse.
I don't know if we should call them dark horses or needing everyone else on Team Sweden to get hurt for them to maybe have a chance. And it would be our thoughts here are Raymond and Berggren, but with the way things look, there's no way.
So the way it would have to happen would be there would have to be injuries, and then Raymond and Berggren would have to start on the team and just blow in the Detroit. Fucking doors down. Just blow
or,
them down.
Or just be blowing the doors off in
anywhere. Just
Grand Rapids as
2 point per game pace and make them push them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with what they have listed here as the projected team, they could be the extra. Maybe one of them as an extra is about all I can go with. I don't know. Do you have Sports Illustrated pulled up at all?
I don't, but I'm going to pull it up and you go with yours first.
So The Athletic, here's their forward roster, since obviously that's what matters for the sake of this conversation. They have a top line of Elias Pettersson, who is a future Detroit Red Wing.
Yeah, future Detroit Red Wing, Elias Pettersson.
Meek is the Benajed, Elias Lindholm. Second line of Gabe Landeskog, Nick Backstrom, William Nylander. Like, that's not bad, you know. Third line, Phil Forsberg, Joel Eriksson-Ek, and Patrick Hornquist. That's also a fun line.
Joel, you mean Joel Eriksson-Ek?
What did I say, Joel?
You said Joel, which is a great sounding name. But his name is Joel.
I did say the J. It must have cut out. I could be hallucinating.
It's all the drugs, Ryan.
It's the lack of sleep. Fourth line is Andre Burakovsky, William Wild Bill Carlson, and Victor Arvidsson. And their extras were Michael Backlund and Carly Arnkrock. That's where
the cut could come in.
On this setup is where it gets interesting. Now, I don't have a list of other names potentially that could be, you know, scratching to get in.
Yep.
But there's a potential there. I think that if things, as you said, the stars aligned, we could see one of our boys in there. But
it's, like you said, it's less if stars align and more if an asteroid crashes into some of these players.
If we're talking about, you know, 2026, yes. Sure. Yeah. Now we're going to have
established players,
multiple Red Wings on Team Sweden, like the days of old.
Yeah. So I have Sports Illustrated pulled up. Their top forward line is Gabriel Landeskog, Elias Pettersson, William Nylander. Mm-hmm. Their second line, Philip Forsberg, Mika Zibanejad, Victor Arvidsson. Their third line, Andre Burakovsky, Nicholas Backstrom, Elias Lindholm. And their fourth line of William Carlson, Michael Backlund, Rickard Rakell. And their forwards.
That's a good ad.
Yeah, their spare forwards are Victor Olofsson and Emil Bemström.
Also good.
Their final cut.
Bemström, isn't that from the guy from, he's Columbus, right?
He's 22, but yeah, Blue Jackets rookie. Yep. Final cuts, Jakob Silfverberg, Carl Soderberg, Calle Järnkrok, Patrick Hornquist, Andres Johnson, Gustav Nyquist, and Anton Lander.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about Goose.
Yeah. So wow. There's a
that lot tells you how much Sweden has changed. Yeah.
But again, they're comparing Raymond to Mitch Marner. It's just how fast does that happen? Does that happen instantly this season? If it did, he would definitely make the roster over someone like a Cali Yarncroc.
Oh, yeah. It's not for this roster. Well, that means he's also in Detroit if he's doing shit like
that. Yeah, absolutely. That means he just goes out and destroys it. Now, he was at the U of M game with Dylan Larkin.
He was. So it wasn't Mo and Berger in there too?
Yep. Cider. It wasn't Berger. And it was Cider and Raymond were there with Larkin.
Okay, that's close. I thought Cider was there. I swear he was there.
I said Cider and Raymond. They were there with Larkin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not see Berger in there in that picture.
Oh, okay. I got that mixed up. All right.
So Berggren, again, Berggren was playing at about a point per game pace in the SHL last season.
Mm-hmm.
And if he comes over and shows that same kind of fire, and it's going to be so much harder. We all know so much harder to do in the NHL, almost impossible. Yeah. But if he comes over and does it, then there's a case could be made for an extra or a fourth line spot.
Yep. Which would be huge, as we said earlier.
Huge. I mean, but again, it's hard to push out someone like William Karlsson and even Ricard Raquel or Silverberg, if you've got him on there, or Cali Yarncroc. Those are established players with a history of NHL time.
So I think I mentioned this when we were talking in our space.
our special space that we had.
Is the AHL pausing for the Olympics? Or do they continue through?
I don't think so.
I'll let you do your Google.
I'm
going to
do some clicky clicky and see what happens.
Enhance.
I don't see anything that says the AHL is going to.
Well, I would say just pull up a schedule of real quick and see if there's a stoppage anywhere in there in February. Is it February?
I think they would have announced it. Honestly, I just don't know. I didn't see anything. So I'm assuming there is no AHL break. Which is also kind of
February 5th to the 22nd. So if there's still AHL games being played, then
I'm going to go ahead and say no. I just don't. I'm going to have to pull up a PDF and it's just going to take forever to load. So you said in February?
They don't have a break during that time frame.
No, they don't.
The Grand Rapids doesn't.
I'm looking at the entire AHL schedule and
I just pulled
see any break in February.
No, they've got a game on the 5th, 10th, 11th, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, they don't have a stoppage. So if that's the case, I mean, best case scenario, if Raymond is playing in Detroit to start the year, now he's filling that void in the AHL.
He's going to go light it up for 2 weeks.
Unless the coaches tell him to take a break, but I doubt that. They're going to want him to play as much hockey as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll have him playing as if there was no Olympics.
Yeah, it's either going to turn out that we get to see our dark horses on Team Sweden, or if they weren't already there, then we get to go really enjoy some Grand Rapids games.
Yeah, see him. That'll be the weekend. I'm like, oh, it's hockey time. We're going to go to Grand Rapids to watch Raymond and Berger and destroy their opponents.
Yes. So
that might be a good idea anyways. We got to get to some Grand Rapids games. We got to get with
Jen. I've still never been to a Grand Rapids game.
Have you ever been Grand Rapids?
Once, and I didn't even get to actually enjoy. Well, I shouldn't say I didn't enjoy it. It was for my brother at the time, not brother-in-law yet, but it was for his graduation from Grand Valley State.
All right.
So I got to enjoy a bar, get drunk there, stay at a hotel, and that was it.
We are going to go to Grand Rapids. We are going to go to all the breweries because there's like a trail where you can hit like 10 of them.
So, I want that. Yes, yeah. Please.
So that will be fun. But yeah, we do need to get to a Grand Rapids game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's it. When I looked at it, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, like 6, maybe.
We didn't even talk about Ned.
Yeah, that's the other one. So Nedeljkovic is the dark horse for Team USA.
For goaltending, yeah.
There is a situation because of how he played last season. And if he carries it into this season, who's he have to beat out? John Gibson?
Or Thatcher Demko.
Okay. Demko would be easier to beat out than Gibson. Mm-hmm. But if Ned comes in and blows it up like he did in Carolina, and he just comes out with that Calder quality goaltending, and
if crazy. If he's pulling off what Bernier did, but better, then yep. There's a hell of a good chance that he's making this team.
Absolutely. And even as an extra, I mean, yep. Just to get there. And like we said, even as an extra, just to get there and have the opportunity to hit international ice and represent your country, even though there's a chance you don't even get in a game.
The Athletic basically had, they didn't even talk about Ned. It was Thatcher Demko. They said their debate was Thatcher Demko, Jack Campbell, and Spencer Knight.
Okay. But that is all going to depend on how Spencer Knight does this season too.
Mm-hmm. So I really think that, I mean, those first two are a lock. There's no way you can go against Hellebuyck the year he's had. A couple of years he's had. He was number two, I think, last year in voting.
Yeah.
And Gibson, he's been shaky, but still solid in international play. So unless something crazy happens or they're injured, you got to expect those to be your top two. So, if he makes the third spot,
yeah,
just getting there, as we've said, is just half the battle.
Well, or you see him have a stellar start to a season and you have someone like Thatcher Demko really blow it the first part of the season, or you have Gibson get off to a start. How old is John Gibson now?
Oh, geez. He is 28.
Okay. So he's almost 30.
He just turned 28.
So Hellebuyck would probably be the oldest goalie then out of that group.
Yep.
At what's Hellebuyck? 30, 31.
Damn it.
So it's, you've got to look and think.
Hellebuyck is 28 as well.
Oh, okay.
So, back in May. So he just looks like a 40-year-old ruffian. He
looks like a pirate, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. So all of them.
Got Nordic almost. He's got the way the nose and the beard come together.
That is actually a, that's a plus for Team USA, having young goalies.
Mm-hmm.
So you have not as much of a chance of them, I guess, getting injured. And that is probably a deterrent to
in comparison to the fact that we've been with Jonathan Quick and Ryan Miller for the past like 40 years.
Good thing there are Team USA goalies that have unveiled themselves to not be Ryan Miller, 41-year-old Ryan Miller. But it's if Ned comes out and plays really, really well, and if someone like Demko does not, I could see Ned getting the nod over Demko. No problem.
Yeah.
So that's a dark horse there. So, I mean, there's six Red Wings that could make their teams. Ooh. I mean, if you look at Larkin, Verana, Zadina, Hronek, and Seider as locks, those are all locks. That's five. If you put Ned in as a dark horse, that's six. Greiss, if Germany comes to an agreement with him, that's seven. Nemestikov, by some weird accident, that's eight. You could have potentially eight Red Wings at the Olympics. So that's a big part of your team to where maybe last Olympics you could have had two, maybe, maybe Larkin and Hronek. Hronek wasn't even playing. It would have been Larkin.
What year was it? It would have been 2018.
Yeah. So maybe Nyquist playing for Sweden.
Hold on. Let me pull up the 2018 roster, 18, 19. I would say that probably Jimmy Howard.
Jimmy Howard would have probably been an extra.
Potentially there. Outside of that, from this team.
Right? That's the long, awkward pause is what makes you say, yeah, no one. It would have been Howard and Larkin. And that's...
Maybe Mike Green.
You think at that point?
That's why I said maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what you would have looked at.
Larkin was another, outside of that, then it goes to Larkin, and Zadina is on the roster here.
Hronek was playing.
Yeah.
So maybe Hronek at that point.
Hronek and potentially Goose.
Thomas Vanek.
And yeah.
So
maybe Nielsen with Denmark.
Yeah, well, because Denmark would have been hard pressed for players, right?
Uh-huh.
So you may have had two or three, but if you move that to seven.
I think for that season, Larkin definitely is on USA.
Yeah, Thomas Vanek definitely would have played for Austria. So I think you probably would have looked at two or three there.
I think three. I think you would have had Larkin, Vanek, Nielsen.
Yeah, but moving up to seven is a pretty big deal.
No, yeah, that's a big bump. And then Hronek. So I think four max they potentially would have had.
We keep moving, bumping it up a little bit.
I think it's fair. That's outside of that, though. That's it.
Yeah. But I think that's our Olympics discussion. I don't think there's anywhere else to go with it. There's literally been no other news this week. So I don't know what
at least else that I can think of. I'm sure we're probably going to remember something tomorrow and be like, well, that's neat.
No. Yeah. It's we're going to have more people on. Danielle is going to come back on the show. Jay Fresh is going to join us, do some analytics talk coming up sometime. So we've got more people coming on when there's no content, but we're about to get more content. So again, I'm going to plug our Discord. If you join our Discord, go to our Twitter at Grindline Pod and go to our bio. Our Discord link is in there. We will have a couple people at the prospect tournament giving their inside scoop and their analysis from the prospect tournament and the development camp, and maybe even some background stuff. So that
just really cool pictures.
Yeah, and we'll have that in our Discord. We'll probably share some pictures on Twitter. But most of it will be housed in there. So join the conversation in there. We got a lot of cool people. We're up to like over 40 people in the Discord now. So there's enough of a conversation to keep going. And it's a lot of fun. So yeah, go to at Grindline Pod on Twitter. In our bio is our Discord link. And Ryan, do you have any final thoughts? You want me to close this, shut this shit down?
That was very aggressive, but I think that's a fair thing to say right now. I'm good. Already Ryan 33.
You can follow me online at Bringing the Wing. You can follow the Grindline Podcast online at Grindline Pod. That is Instagram and Twitter. If you look below, I get to do all the fun pointing stuff because I'm on video. If you look below where Tyler's face will be eventually, there is one of the shirts that I made that says...
That's a weird way to put that without being able to see what you're talking about, because now it just looks like you're pointing at your crotch.
I'm not. It's my shirt that says, I traded with Steve Yzerman and all I got was this lousy t-shirt and a fourth round pick. Yeah. You can buy that shirt if you go to redbubble.com and search the Grindline. You'll find our shop with that design.
They're very soft more. Shirts.
If you get the tri-blend shirt... I get the tri-blend and it is like sleeping inside of a cloud, but it's amazing. So get that shirt.
They shrink a little bit, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, be confident in your size. You can go there and find our merch. We also like to give a shout out to the Hockey Podcast Network at Hockey Podnet on Twitter that is gracious enough to host us and spread our podcast all over the internet and get us this really cool DraftKings promotion. The other promotion we have is with US Bet. So you can check our Twitter feed also to find our US Bet link and promo code, which is Grindline, where you get a 250% bonus when you sign up and make a deposit. So that's cool too. And we also like to give a shout out to Howie's Hockey Tape, where if you use promo code Grindline, you get 10% off your order. And if you use that same promo code on Bring Hockey Back, you get 12% off your order. And big shout out to Founders, who is the official beer of the Grindline podcast, but might be switching soon as of a new beer bracket. I think that's going to do it for us tonight. So for Ryan and Tyler, I am Greg. You stay classy, Hockey Town.